Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Time can always pass by. It doesn't necessarily mean you're making progress. To be a woman of purpose, you must be a woman of principle.
Do not be ignorant into thinking because you've declared a good things, bad things won't happen.
Right. 2024 is the year that you don't doubt your capacity or don't doubt your expertise.
2024 is the year you experience love and relationships which defy negative social narratives.
Yes. Like, as you've clocked on, today's episode is all about those prayers and affirmations.
Hello and welcome to the To My Sisters podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Renee, and we are your online sisters and hosts of the To My Sisters podcast.
We are all about promoting the wellness, growth, and development of a community of sisters around the world.
And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the New Year affirmations. Nice. How are we going to be bringing in the New Year in full effect,
yeah, yeah,
and correctly,
yeah,
and making sure that our minds, our emotional and mental well-being is fully prepped and prepared for the season ahead of
us.
I'm very excited. Happy New Year, sister.
Happy New Year. Can you imagine
another one?
This episode is coming out on December 31st. Most of you are going to listen to it on the 1st or, you know, the new year week. So happy new
That's crazy. I can't believe it. We're finally into another world.
2024 is here.
Jinkies.
2024 is here. Can you imagine? Crazy.
You know, 2024 is one of those years that just doesn't sound real.
It doesn't feel real at all.
So welcome to 2024 as we are on the break. I don't know where you're at as you're listening to this. It might be the 31st that you're listening to this. You are preparing to go turn up. You're preparing to go to church. You're preparing to go to wherever, mosque, wherever it is that you go on the 31st. You might be listening to this on the 1st of January and you're like, oh, let me start my year right with To My Sisters. And you're right. You should be.
Absolutely right. This is the episode for you, baby.
Absolutely.
Prayers and affirmation, hopes and kind regards.
Yeah. Well, getting into a new season, a new year, a new TMS.
Oh.
Do we even have any housekeeping? I feel like the house is swept.
Well, this isn't a new season. This is the last episode of season four.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Last
we'll get too excited,
episode of season four. Next week's episode, season five, episode one.
Very
excited.
That's going to be good fun. But yeah,
do we have any housekeeping announcements?
We need to sweep up before ushering
just
in.
A big thank you. Since this is the last episode of season four and the last episode of 2023, thank you for our most incredible year.
Honestly.
Ever.
Literally.
Like ever. Not just in TMS, in life. Amazing.
In the whole of our lifetime.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Guys, this year, what did we do? We released a book.
Yeah, we did.
We built a school.
That we did
we
too.
We reached over 6 million podcast downloads.
That we did.
We traveled the world. We did Bali. Retreat in Bali.
Yeah, we did.
We did a brunch in New Orleans.
Oh, that was great.
That was great. We went to Buckingham Palace.
Oh, that was great too.
Won awards pertaining to the work that we're doing here.
It's giving award winning. It's just giving lots.
Lots.
Exploits.
Lots. A whole bunch of stuff.
It's been great. But honestly, we are so, so thankful, sisters. This work is about you. It is for you. And we love that. Obviously, we've been honored and we've been able to have all of these incredible opportunities coming our way. But we would be nothing without you guys supporting on us, loving us up.
And making it happen, man.
Yeah, just honestly, making it happen. And showing up. We hosted a live show.
A sold out live show. Hackley Empire sold out. Done. Oh, thank you for showing up. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you for being a part of the sisterhood. Thank you for sharing the podcast.
Honestly.
Just thank you. I don't think words can even describe how much we are appreciative. So yeah, housekeeping announcement is just thank you. You are always welcome here. Please continue to come in 2024.
Because we got lots to offer you in 2024. We are so, so excited. But before we offer you the lots, we need to look at somebody else's lot.
Which things are going on.
The things are going on. So without further ado, we have a ding, ding, ding.
Dilemma.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Hi, Courtney and Renee.
Hello, sweetie.
Thank you first for your amazing platform you have created. Mm-hmm. Your message and sisterhood have been a source of strength for me in moments of isolation, deep reflection, and inner turmoils. Please continue to share your advice and discussions to this community, and God bless you both in all you do.
That's so lovely. Thank you.
My dilemma is hard to write, but I hope that you can offer some advice and direction where therapy, relentless praying, and random chats with close friends haven't aided my troubles. Ooh. No offense to any of those methods. Yes. This past year, my 1 year engagement and 3 year relationship ended after much grief. Oh. I'm 25, by the way. During this time, I switched from working in an office to a remote job, lost my father figure in a long battle with cancer, and uprooted my life from LA to NY to be in a situation that isolated, shamed, and misunderstood me in so many contexts. Mm. This relationship was filled with so much gaslighting and manipulation. Mm-hmm. None of my words and actions were respected, and even my free time wasn't offered when I needed self-care. Mm. It has been 7 months now, and I'm in a much better place with my mental health. Thank God. Spent most of this time picking up where I left off, individually moving back across the country in my little car with 1/6 of what I came there with, getting a puppy, going back to school, going through therapy, financially supporting my family, and participating more actively in my social circle and church. Wow. All of these things are great. But I deeply and truly desire companionship.
Yeah.
Being engaged gave me a taste of what I had been longing for a long time. And though I don't miss the person, I do miss having a person at least. It is hard dating with this mindset. I notice that I am more firm on what I need, but I'm always looking. How can I be more in the moment and less searchy? I don't want to feel motivated by relationships or men, and I'd like to be pursued in my next relationship for who exactly I am.
Mm.
Also, I'm struggling to cope with the baggage that this relationship and life has brought me. I feel I do so much to overcompensate for the fact that many men in my circle I encounter would prefer women who haven't been engaged, are virgins, have a preserved innocence, and have less life stuff from their past. Is being over it personally truly enough? Your sister.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is heavy.
Yes, sir. Ooh, coming in strong for the
That
new
is
year.
Heavy.
Yeah.
That is heavy. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think you said you've done the therapy, you've had the conversation with friends, and it sounds like you're actually doing the work. It's been Honestly, 7 months and you've been at it, healing, moving on. And I really commend you for that, because that is a heavy thing to deal with. That can genuinely be so heartbreaking. And a broken off engagement, a relationship, a long-term serious relationship ending in that kind of way definitely is not easy. So I really commend you for going on that journey and doing that thing. And it sounds like making a lot of leaps as well, like moving across the country and then coming back and being so integrated into community and being a support system for your family. I cannot imagine it being an easy feat at all. So well done. It sounds like you have done a lot of the personal work, and I cannot say that personal work is enough to control what other people should think of you. You can't control what people think of you.
Right.
There are men out there who may be thinking, oh, I'd want somebody who hadn't been in such a serious relationship. But then there are also men out there who don't care. Like, I think it's about waiting till you see that. You can't force anyone's preference to change, right? However, you can't force yourself to change. You can't force your past to change either. This is a part of your story now. And thank God it hasn't made you into somebody who completely opposes relationships, despise the idea of companionship and romance. Actually, this is something you desire, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you get to leave that part of your story behind. You don't have to lead with it. It definitely doesn't have to define you, and it doesn't have to dictate the future, but is a part of your story. And you can find people who are like, okay, that's fine, I accept that part of your story, and they definitely do exist. It may be that you're also dating people who relate to that part of the story. So whether that be people who have also been in serious relationships and it hasn't worked out, whether that be through a broken off engagement, just the end of a long-term relationship, even a divorce. And I think that that may be something you want to be open to. It may be that you're engaging with men who haven't necessarily had very serious relationships that have ended in that kind of way, and so they want somebody who is also I guess the word you used was kind of like inexperienced, I guess the words you used suggested that. But your story is your story. You cannot go back and change the fact you're not a virgin. You cannot go back and change the fact you were engaged and it didn't work out. But what you can do is embrace that part of your story and how it has changed you and made you better as a person, which it sounds like it has, and join in companionship with someone who will appreciate all of that. So girl, keep searching, basically is what I'm saying. Keep searching out there and find someone who is pursuing you for who you are and all the parts of you that there is and all the parts of your story that exist. But what I would say is don't let the fact that it feels like dating is so much longer now, or you have to explain things all the time, stop you from having hope of the fact that you can find companionship. Yeah. But at the same time, don't be searching for companionship from a place of fear surrounding the idea of being quote unquote lonely. I know when you get used to being with someone for a very long time, it can then feel very nerve-wracking, the idea of not having someone else. However, I think that that space may actually be really good for you, and not forcing something, considering you could still be emotionally fragile, may actually be the best thing for you to do. You're definitely in a space where it seems easing yourself into the dating space may be really good, and not allowing yourself to run into something too serious too quickly may actually be very beneficial for you. But allow yourself to take things one step at a time. And I guess generally, like, it seems like you are doing the healing and the therapy and the conversations and all of that has actually worked, right? It seems like it really has worked. And I can imagine the frustration that is now, but I want a partner to complement all of that. But you can't force these things to happen. Number one, if you do try and force these things to happen, you may end up in a very bad relationship or not recognizing the red flags because you're so occupied with the fact that, but I'm healed, I'm good, I want someone who's just going to accept me, that you end up falling into something which might not actually be good for you. And with a person who may not actually be good for you. Secondly, it's actually okay to just chill a little bit. Like, it's actually okay to just be dating, to be doing things casually, to have companionship in so many different forms as well. I know you said you've got, you know, friends, church, family, and all of that, but maybe leaning a bit more into being surrounded by that community. Now, I'm not saying that this will completely eradicate your feelings of longing for romance and longing for that kind of love. However, take your time with it and remind yourself that that is not going to fix everything. Just because you've done the personal development work doesn't mean you necessarily, like, automatically should be rewarded with a relationship. Your reward is the healed state. Your reward is the happiness and the joy that you feel even despite going through something so challenging, right? Such as a broken engagement. And so delight in that reward and realize that in the right time, a relationship will come, but take your time with it so that you find yourself in the right relationship as well. So that's what I would say. How about you?
No, I love that. I think that was super comprehensive. I think this was a very meaty dilemma. Yeah, there's a lot to it. And I really do appreciate the fact that you provided us with that context, because I think it really informs, it has informed kind of your view of relationships moving forward. Definitely. And your approach to kind of dating and whatnot. And I think sometimes us as women, we can, just because of the way we've been socialized and, you know, patriarchy and various other things, we can seem to think that our story chapters are actually marks against our future relationships. And as much as, you know, you've been through a lot, these kind of story chapters should not be preventing you from the health and happiness that you deserve in the future. So it's not counting yourself out of the game or out of the running because you have marks against who you are as a person. Okay, you were in a previous relationship, or okay, some things, you know, happened, but from the sounds of it, you know, you sound like somebody that's actively trying to do the work. And the fact that you said, you know, don't mention these particular options to me means that you've actually explored these options. And half the time, none of us do. So it's great that you've explored, you know, speaking with your friends and delving into community and therapy and all that kind of good stuff. Now it really is about putting a lot of these things to practice and actually practicing, you know, dating, doing a lot, creating new experiences to not necessarily replace the experiences that you've had in the past, but continue your story, right? So as you were saying, it may be pursuing dating a little bit more casually and actually, like, taking the pressure off of finding someone. It's not a bad thing to desire companionship, by the way. It's not, you know, it's nice to have somebody that's there for you in that particular way. It's nice to have a romantic partner. Should it consume you? Absolutely not. Should it, you know, be part of your every waking thought? Probably not. It's easier said than done, but it requires practice. It means that you continue to throw yourself into the different things and different elements of the community that you have. And whilst you are searching, not being searchy. I mean, it's very hard to not be searchy if you are searching. Yeah, yeah. And sometimes it is about embracing the fact that you are looking for companionship. That's actually okay. Just because you're looking for a companion or you would desire a companion doesn't mean that someone is not going to pursue you. You're not going to be like a lampshade standing somewhere waiting for someone to just pick you up. Do you know what I mean? You also have to make yourself available to that kind of relationship and actually go on dates or let people know that you are looking for somebody or you're interested in being with somebody.
Yeah.
So I think don't shame yourself for searching for companionship and don't like, try and block yourself from being in the running or finding something just because you've had life experiences. Things happen, things change. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that has been part of your experience, but there's so much that can be learned from those experiences. Mm-hmm. There's so much that you can take with you into future experiences. And I think also I think it's even great that we are entering into 2024. This is a new opportunity for you to start afresh, as they love, you know, as folks love to say at this time of year, typically. But this is an opportunity for you to continue this story afresh.
Yeah.
So not necessarily completely rewrite your story, but just continue the chapter afresh, start a new chapter. So take the pressure off of yourself to find somebody immediately. Sometimes it's actually in that, right? Like really depressurizing a situation so that you can think clearly, you can enjoy the process a little bit more, because as much as it is, can be frustrating, especially coming out of a long-term relationship and then a relationship that didn't work out. It can be so frustrating to re-enter into the streets and finding out everybody's crazy. But equally, it can be very enjoyable getting to know people and just enjoying that process, that element of it, with the hope of finding somebody at the end of that. So sis would definitely look, you sound like a upstanding member of the community. You sound like a wonderful woman. So don't allow, you know, this idea that some of your experiences cuts you out of the running.
Yeah, no.
Allow yourself to enjoy the process of dating. Take your time with it and really like lean into the fact that you desire companionship and you're constantly doing the work outside of that relationship to show up in a healthy way in that relationship whenever it does come.
Mm-hmm.
But sisters, we would love to hear, we are cracking into a new year. So we definitely, new perspectives, we would love to hear it. But sis,
there was actually something I wanted to add.
Go for it.
In letting people know that you want to date, and even in yourself in as you date, don't lead with this part of your story
because it
doesn't define you. I think that that could be, and I'm not saying that people should hold it against you, I do think there is something hugely linked to patriarchy there in terms of somebody not wanting to be with someone who has had a serious relationship with someone else before. However, I think that could scare some people because they may associate it with, oh my gosh, she's coming with a lot of emotional baggage or what, she's just trying to have a rebound. I don't know what it is. But yeah, as you tell people like, oh, I'm looking to date and stuff, don't let them lead with, hey, my friend's looking to date, she just got out of a long-term engagement. Nah, you don't need to lead with that part of that your story. And whilst that should be something that people find out about you, the more serious you get, it's not something people necessarily need to know about you from the jump.
Absolutely.
So don't define yourself by this, no matter how much it seems like other people want to.
That's absolutely a great addition there. It is not a part of your story, sis.
It is a part,
I mean,
of it.
Sorry,
yeah. It's all right, it's the end of the year.
Guys, it's the 31st. Apology. It is a part of your story, but it's not the whole story.
Yeah, it's not the whole story.
See what I did there? We brought it back. Yeah. Attention, focus. So yeah, sisters, we would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on this one. What do you think sis should do? Like, have you been in this situation where you've had a lot of either emotional or past quote unquote baggage? Do you consider it baggage? What are the ways that sis can lead into the dating world? Do you have met upstanding members of the community? We might need to start a little, you know.
She's based in New York.
State sisters, stand up. This is your time. But sis, we are praying for you. We love you loads. And we really, really do hope that you find somebody. You enjoy the process, but also that you find someone that will fulfill those desires for companionship in a healthy way.
100%. I highly think that if you are a guy listening to this, if you're dating a girl, ask her if she listens to our podcast. Because I think it's actually a great sign of who she is as a person.
100%. Do you know what's
going to say?
What's even funnier is I've been having conversations with my guy friends. Yeah. And they're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to be on the podcast so that women can start taking me seriously.
Are they going to start paying us for that kind of PR?
You heard it here first, folks. Because it's a big thing if we co-sign you as a guy.
Do you get what I mean?
Even the guys we mention on this podcast, like when I say it's fleeting, like we don't do it lightly. You have to have impacted us seriously. We need to be able to speak to your character as a man in various situations.
Nah, that is a heavy PR thing. There are price packages for
there's price packages.
Email us for the deck.
If you would like to advertise yourself as a man that you're listening to this podcast, hello@twomysisters.com. We can sort something out.
We can sort something out for you.
But we also have to go for a very vigorous CRB, DBS, private investigation type situation. Don't bring those skeletons.
Yes.
Well, if you are going to bring skeletons, you better have overcome them.
There we go. Simple as.
So, but yeah, moving, bumping, grinding into 2024. Woo. So last week's episode was
reflective.
You know, we were in the midst of our Christmas throes and we thought, let's also think about what we've been overcoming in 2023. Yeah. And now that we're at the point where, you know, we are continuing to jump over hurdles and stepping into 2024, the pivotal moment in so many people's lives, the sign of newness, the opportunity to start again where necessary or continue a chapter.
Yeah.
Today's episode, we really want to, you know, we've been speaking about speaking life into people, speaking life into our community. Mm. And after an episode where we were quite reflective and spoke a lot about some of the things that we were challenged by, this episode is really an opportunity for us to speak life, not just into our own kind of 2024, but also into the lives of those that are listening to this podcast and trying to gain some kind of light from, you know, this episode.
Yeah.
So I actually wanted to start this episode by asking you, what are your thoughts and feelings towards 2024?
Yeah.
Like, are you excited for 2024? Mm-hmm. Do you have any hesitations? Mm. Like, where is CDB?
Where am I at?
With 2024?
I'm so excited.
Okay.
Excited for 2024.
Yeah,
I feel like if 2023 is anything to go by, 2024 is gonna blow my mind. I'm so excited because I think 2023 proved to me, one, what I'm made of, two, who I have around me and just how amazing they are, and three, that the things I'm working on are really purpose-filled.
Yep.
And I think that's enough to set me up for a really good year. So I'm so excited. I'm really excited to like embrace like a kind of a grown woman phase my life and just like really be intentional about making memories, having adventures, exploring London as our home city, but also like the world, hopefully that rises up as opportunities. But I'm so excited, like genuinely I'm excited for the possibilities. I also feel like I've been very intentional this year about carving out rest towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited to enter 2024 from a place of rest and like actual calm and preparation as well and planning, which sometimes I don't always feel like I get to do because I'm always so busy towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm ready to be a woman in 2024. I'm really excited for opportunities that I see coming and those that I don't see coming.
Yeah.
And I think most importantly, I've really just entrusted 2024 in God's hands. Yeah. And I feel like believing in the goodness of God has definitely empowered me to have a confidence that no matter what, 2024 is going to work out for me.
Yeah.
And that's all I need.
I love that for you, man.
A bit of optimism.
How about you? Yeah, I love that, man. I think the last episode and actually the last few weeks of 2023 have been very cathartic.
Yeah.
I think very similarly, having gone through a 2023 that was very tumultuous, there was a lot of things going on, very, very good things, but also some challenging stuff. Having time that is purposeful, having time that is inbuilt to actually like think about stuff. Necessary, fantastic, wonderful. I think for me, 2024, similarly, very, very excited. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited at the prospect of focus.
Mm.
Like I feel like I'm also coming into that grown woman era season. Mm. I think with me being an early 2024 baby, my birthday's around the corner. So if folks want to be gifting me with things, I'm very happy to put my PayPal down. I also have a general gift wish list that I update on a quarterly basis. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to gift me with things, I can also sort you out with that too. But coming into an era of a lot more confidence in myself, not just like my capabilities, but you know, my way of thinking, but also my trust in God as well for the plans that he has for me.
Mm.
I'm really looking forward to 2024 being a year where I can almost like focus and double down on the things that I really care about.
Absolutely.
And I think another thing that I'm really excited for is enjoying the periods of great excitement, but also loving the mundane stuff, the everyday stuff.
Yeah.
I think I've definitely gotten to a place in my life where I actually like my life, like I like my days.
That's good.
And I'm looking forward to 2024 also being a time where I I'm at peace with my days. So I'm really, really looking forward to just living out my days, like, you know, yeah, enjoying and stuff like that. But I guess to, you know, continue the conversation a little bit, I would love to know, what would you say is top of mind for you in terms of a prayer that you have for 2024 for yourself?
My prayer for 2024, and I think I shared this like two episodes ago, is about, God, I literally just want to glorify you in everything that I do and everything that I go through. I want to see your glory and I want to see your goodness. And I genuinely pray that, like, for you, for me, for everybody, that, like, in 2024, you will see the goodness, but especially the glory of God, like, over you and everything that you do and everything that you go through. And I think the reason why that's important for me is I've come to accept, especially just through maturity, that life isn't always going to be highs.
Right.
But even in the lows, there is so much beauty that is produced in that. And I think there's a scripture that talks about how, like, rejoice almost when you go through suffering, because suffering produces character, which produces endurance, which produces hope, and which, like, faith. And I'm like, okay, cool. At the end of the day, even low seasons produce something so beautiful, so supernatural, which is faith and a hopefulness for the future.
Yeah.
And so I just hope that that prepares you to see, even in good moments, even in the highs, even in the lows, that in everything you will see the goodness of God. Amen, like, that, whether that's through mercy, through grace, through favor, through the abundance, or even the stripping away of certain things. I just pray that everything will result in you becoming more like God, seeing God's goodness and faithfulness in your life in the most supernatural way and beautiful way. So yeah, that is what's top of mind as a prayer for me.
I love,
like,
that,
throughout the entire year. I'm glad I said it, because then hopefully I can, like, have this clip to remind myself of it every single day, because I think it's easy to say that and then lose it, especially when life gets a bit hectic and trials start to come. So yeah, that's mine. How about
you? Absolutely love that. No, that's beautiful, man. I think also similarly, a couple episodes ago, I mentioned my prayer being a great, being able to pivot my life around the work that I'm called to do. So I really pray, not just for myself, but also the women that are listening in. I really do pray that God allows and also aligns your life to what you've been called to do. So whether it be, you know, your working career, that's the most obvious one, but also even your relationships, the things that you have around you, I really do pray that God finds a way to wrap everything around everything that you've been called to. And also to have a greater deal of confidence and clarity in the pursuit of these things. So that's not good, allowing yourself to be hindered or blocked, or, you know, counting yourself out when it comes to the full pursuit of the dreams that you have for yourself and the vision that God has for your life. So I really just pray that the people listening actually have the boldness to pursue everything that God has actually called them to with clarity and confidence. I think one thing that I've definitely learned over the years is the importance of, like, coming to God and asking for that clarity and that discernment and not relying on myself to, like, chart out my path and stuff like that. You know how it says in the Bible, like, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. But really coming to a place of, like, that clarity and discernment comes from and is actually result and fruit produced from my trust in the Lord. I really do pray that the folks that are listening, the women, the women's that are part of this community, can also experience that clarity, that discernment that comes as a result of the trust in the Lord.
It's so funny you said that, because literally as you were speaking, I was like, my prayer for you and, like, for everyone listening and even for myself is an increased amount of discernment and wisdom in 2024.
Amen to that.
Because I think the more things are thrown at you, the more possibilities there are and the more hope you have, right? Like, the excitement you have towards doing this and doing that. And oh my gosh, God, I have this vision and it could be all these things. I think sometimes that excitement can make us busy bees, you know, and, like, you just think we need to do everything. But I think one thing that's beautiful about the gift of discernment and wisdom in general is knowing what to say yes to and knowing what to say no to in such a purposefully aligned way. And so, yeah, I really pray that we all attain that this year, because And it's not even just discernment around your own decisions, but even discernment around your environment, discernment around the relationships that you have, the people that you allow into your life, especially the people you allow to speak into your heart. Because I think there's one thing where people speak and we all hear, right? We all hear things, but what do we choose to listen to? What you listen to is a choice. What you hear, you cannot control. And I think a lot of people are saying a lot of things, whether it be in your own life or podcasts, on social media, whatever. Everyone is saying something. And whilst you can hear it, you don't have to listen to it. Your heart doesn't need to attach to it. And I pray that God gives us all the wisdom and the discernment to know what to listen to, right? And what to allow take anchor in our hearts to steer our lives. Because I think 2024 is going to be filled with, not necessarily because of the year, but because of the stage of life we're in. I think it's going to be filled with opportunities to make a lot of life-changing and life-making decisions, which will affect our future. Not to put a lot of fear in your heart.
Yeah, that affects our listeners.
Like, oh my God.
Lord have mercy.
Not to put a lot of fear into your heart, but I think regardless, right, when you get to a certain age, we're going to be 27 in 2024. And that's really a grown woman time, but also like you're now thinking about how do I go from just being me to now maybe moving into the future of me and children, or me and a spouse, or me and my future estates and my investments or whatever. And even like that thing you're saying about a deep sense of purpose and purposeful work, it's like, okay, now we're kind of moving into the what's going to be my legacy and my mark on this world. How am I going to advance that so that I'm doing things with a sense of purpose and drive? And those are big girl decisions, and it's easy for confusion and overwhelm to set in when you're faced with that, right? You're faced with, who should I date? Where should I live? Oh my gosh, should I buy this? Should I not buy that? All of that. And I really don't want us to spend 2024 losing time because we are confused and overwhelmed. I think the solution to that is a whole bunch of discernment and a whole bunch of wisdom.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that cause. Oh, I love the prayers for each other. Will, my prayer. Since you want to be platonic.
You're a clown.
That's actually one of my prayers for myself. You guys don't realize I'm actually an actual kind of utter troll. You know, behind the wisdom and stuff, you actually will not find a serious relationship. But my prayer for you actually is that going into 24, you realize or come to the fullest understanding that some of the things that you faced in 2023 were the fertile ground for which you would be able to harvest fruit from in 2024. Amen. So not even just in terms of the things that you produce, but the things that have been worked out on the inside of you. I really pray that as you are continuing to develop your character, that from that would flow the products that God has called you to. So, you know, the sharpening of you as a person, the sharpening of you as a character, the love that you've been able to grow over 2023, 2022. I really pray that 2024 is almost one of the pinnacle years of the expression of that love and the expression of your expertise. And I actually also really pray that 2024 is the year that you don't doubt your capacity or don't doubt your expertise. I know that like we've definitely had conversations before around like, oh, you know, where is CDB or like where are we in terms of like what you want to do in your life? I really pray that 2024 is the year where it's like, I've actually got it. Because I think that especially at the beginning of the year, it's so easy to outline the vision that you have for yourself and easy to feel comfortable and like, oh, I've got it. I've got a picture and image of what I want my life to look like. And then because there are a couple of right turns or left turns, or perhaps the journey doesn't match up to exactly what you were anticipating, you might doubt the actual picture or the image of the destination. So even as, you know, folks that are part and part of this community that are listening in, don't doubt the destination just because the journey may look a little bit different or because of the previous journeys that you've taken before. But trust that as you've got the vision that you've prepared, whether it be at the beginning of the year or even a continuation from the vision that you had in 2023, don't doubt that that destination is secured and certain just because there were detours on the journey. And know that there will always be opportunities for you to come back to what God has actually prepared for you and called for you. You haven't missed the all win windows of opportunity. Yes, there were some like opportune moments, or maybe there were some times where you actually doubted yourself in following this path. Mm-hmm. But understand that at the end of every single whirlwind, you know, all of this roundabouts and whatnot, eventually you will leave the roundabout and find yourself at that destination.
Come on.
So yeah, my prayer for you is really just from your character, from the way that God has developed you, matured you, the way he has pushed you. The way that you have been pushed, I really pray that from that, we're going to see the fruit.
As you can tell, guys, behind the scenes, 2023 has dealt me 2020.
Listen, it's giving what I say, fight club.
Guys, one day when I write an awesome book, tell all book about me. Some of the things I have been through before having to come on this podcast, tatters.
Insane.
They have had me in tatters.
Absolutely insane. Is these times you could literally just open your phone and you'll see something that will just ginger you. Ooh. But you still need to bring the energy. Yeah. You still have to bring the joy of the Lord. And I Amen. Think, oh, sorry guys, I'm all over the place. I had an idea for what I wanted to talk about, but the prayer that I have for us, I actually have a prayer for us and our relationship. Mm. I think that one thing that's really important in 2024 is setting the intention of your relationships. Mm. And I just really pray that we continue to grow in intimacy and maturity Amen. And all of those kind of things. But I also hope that we continue to grow in joy.
Amen.
Like I really, really That's pray good. That 2024 is a year of joy. I think of the years of our friendship, and I've loved like every single minute. I wouldn't change anything. I think 2023 definitely dealt us some blows, like actually in life. And I think that the word, as we mentioned in like our last podcast episode, was really maturity and being able to continue and maintain and enjoy our relationship amidst all of the things that life was throwing at us. But I really, really pray that 2024 is the year that our friendship knows the joy of the Lord, that we really just enjoy being friends.
Amen.
And like, as much as we are doing all of this these incredible things, I really pray that Jonathan and David anointing that is available is actually coming upon us. Amen. And I think it just goes to show how important it is to make sure that you are investing into your friendships and affirming those friendships that you know are part and tied to your destiny. In one of the mailing lists we shared recently, we were talking about, obviously we've been speaking in the past episodes about things that we ought to leave in 2023. Yeah. But then in the mailing list, there were some words on things that you might want to bring with you to 2024, and bringing friendships, good, solid, life-affirming, God-centered friendships in 2024 will set you up for success.
Big time.
Grab a hold of the women, the men, the friends that you have in your life. Listen, we weren't called to do life alone. And listen, loneliness is something that's going to be afflicting a lot of people in 2024. Yes. So now more than ever before, it is important for you to affirm yourself and really double down on those relationships. Contrary to popular belief around like, 2024 is starting afresh, it's time to cut off friendships. Mm-hmm. No, sis, it's time for you to hold on and hang on tight to the dear friendships that you have, the sisters that you have in your life. Now is the time for you to make sure that you are good, right, and tight with those sisters, because it's those sisters that will carry you from the beginning of 2024 to the end of your lifetime. So please.
I'm so glad you said that, because my prayer point was going to be, I really pray our friendship has the grace to last the test of time.
Amen.
I think this year we have seen friendships go left.
Oh
my days. And listen, one thing that we are not is ignorant of the enemy's devices. Nope. Our friendship has been tested so much this year, to the point where you think our enemies are working hard.
Genuinely.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Genuinely, there's been times where I'm like, there's times where we're speaking and we're like, oh.
Our enemies are working overtime. I don't know what's happening.
Satan? Satan? Is the enemy in the room with us?
What giving... are you doing? Is he in us even? Oh. I think that's the that's the more for sure question.
Will. Will. Lord have mercy.
I think that's the question we need to be asking ourselves that one this is giving year, me boy. In us. Sorry, that was so tangential. The reason why I say that though is obviously this is about sisterhood. This is about friendship. And the whole thing underpinning this community is our relationship.
Right.
And so it wouldn't, it would actually make the devil's day. His entire life for us to come on the internet and be like, me and Renee are no longer friends.
Can you imagine?
Do you get what I mean? Or Courtney and Renee are no longer friends. That would not only undo what we've built, but actually what would that do to people's belief in female friendships? Right, our enemies will actually rejoice that day.
Boy.
All the women that have been saying, females are no, having females are trash, they would have a street party.
They're coming out with the big ox.
For real. And jeez. I just pray, not necessarily even against their attacks, I think weapons are going to form. I just pray that the grace to live above that, to be protected from that, to be living proof and living examples over the next decades, right? That friendship works. Friendship is fruitful. Friendship is true. Platonic love does exist in its truest forms and is ordained and graced by God. I pray that we are a testimony to that from now to the day that we die. And so I really do pray that our friendship carries the grace and continues to carry the grace to last the test of time, the test of offense, the test of other people's down negative wishes towards us.
Amen to that.
And to even last the test of our own insecurities and fears as well. So may we obtain the grace.
Hallelujah. Ah, so it's crazy. You can't get rid of me now.
Too late. The grace to last. The grace to last. Man, 2024, what an amazing year it's gonna be.
Honestly.
And the other thing that I really pray for all of us is that, and I prayed this prayer for myself when I turned 23, and I really think I've seen the fruits, that we obtain the favor of God and man.
Hallelujah.
When it comes down to it, I really pray that doors you didn't even expect to open for you will fly open with a gust of wind. Like, I really pray that you see that it's not based on just your qualification, not just based on your effort, not just based on whatever, but genuinely that what God cannot do for you does not exist.
Hallelujah. Like, my mom would be happy about that one.
Amen. Auntie Carol.
My mom, she got the t-shirt and the wristband and everything.
No, but genuinely, and not to be like hyper spiritual or anything, but I just really pray that as you go through 2024,
amen,
things that you want to work out but don't quite know how they will work out will just work out. I really pray that you experience people giving you opportunities, you creating opportunities for yourself. I pray that everything you start, you'll execute well, and everything that you're continuing as you bring into 2024, you'll be able to sustain. But I pray that God sends you destiny helpers and people who will just like you and favor you enough to invest their time, energy, and money into you. And I pray that God really is on your side, because when he is, nothing working against you can stop you. And I pray even like in the area of health and well-being as well, that like you just experience the favor of God and the and the peace of God as well. I pray that like even as life gets challenging, and I've been saying it and it's been making me cackle a bit, but genuinely I pray we don't lose our minds,
because
I think the pressure of life, the pressure of living in economic downturn, the pressure of seeing like systemic issues, the pressure of it all can drive you crazy.
Absolutely not.
And so I really do pray that like God gives us the grace to remain in a place of peace. And even if we do go through challenges, I pray God sends us the helpers we need to get through, whether that's in the form of therapists, friends, good counsel, good mentors, whatever it is, that there will just be people in our lives that really hold us down in this season in the most unexplainable and God-ordained way. Yeah, I really pray for favor for you, favor in every area of your life, from your mental health to your financial capabilities. Like, I just pray that God really goes ahead of you, clears a path for you, but also walks that path with you and encourages you to be strong and courageous as you do it.
Amen. What a beautiful prayer. Little Amen. Affirmation there. As you've clocked on, so today's episode is all about those prayers and affirmations. Cling on to those words. No, but it's as much as we listen, words are seeds, right? Yeah. And these are the seeds that you need to be planting now so that you can see the harvest in the future. And even thinking about, you know, harvest, seeds, future and stuff like that, one thing I really want to pray for is to actually uproot like poor seeds that have been planted.
Come on.
In your lives, in your seasons, you know, the kind of words that have been spoken over you that have actually prevented you from moving forward, and just want to uproot any, again, not to get super hyper spiritual, but
no, literally,
you know, there's been so many times where a word can be released over somebody and all of a sudden they are in bondage, they are enslaved to this conception of themselves as lesser than, to this conception of themselves as inferior. So those of you that are dealing with confidence issues, those of you that have had words spoken over you by people that even love you, like those of you that are still dealing with self-esteem issues or trouble with loving yourself or emotional turbulence or emotional concerns that have come as a result of the poor words that have been managed concerning you, I really pray that 2024 is a year where you will become fertile ground again, and that the right words will be spoken over you. Amen. And they will be the kind of words that actually bring you life, the kind of words that will actually fertilize your soil, the kind of words that will enable you to actually fly. So all of the words that were spoken over you, all of the negativity that you've experienced even in 2023 and before that, I really pray that that will not keep you captive or held you bound from everything that you've been called to be, create and release in 2024. And I pray that you do not waste time having to uproot and unchain yourself and unclench yourself. I pray that the work of self-love that you do will not be one of a bandage or a band-aid, but actually from a place of abundance. Yeah. And I really do pray that, like, moving into 2024, it really is about movement and progression and not constantly, you know, backsliding or going back to a place where you believe yourself to be lesser than. And those of you that are still dealing with the ricochets of trauma bullets that were launched at you from a very, very long time ago, I really pray that 2024 is the year that you experience full healing. Like, you really just overcome that, and that in overcoming that, like, you actually end up setting other people free. There's been so many people that I've even spoken to as we've ended 2023, particularly women, whereby I just have felt so strongly that they're just being held back. And it's not even being held back by just the environment that they're in or the conditions that they are, but actually the limiting beliefs that have been placed on them and the self-esteem issues that they're dealing with or the false responsibility that has been placed on their shoulders. And I really pray that 2023 will be like a sigh, an exhale, a shedding, a release. I really pray that 2023, the end of it is really a release, or rather a shedding. And then 2024, I really pray, is your launch pad, like genuinely your launch pad into greatness, because we've been held back, held back and held up. And I, even with that, I do pray that even as, you know, there are destiny helpers being raised up and the environments that you are in are now going to be conducive to your growth, I really pray that you don't come up against those kind of folk or individuals or environments that will replant certain seeds that you've uprooted from a long time ago. Because if there's one thing that I was even dealing with in 2023, is feeling re-triggered by things that I thought I had overcome.
Said, oh my God, a long time ago. And here you are rearing your ugly head in a different flavor. You were orange before, you're raspberry now, and I don't like it. Don't come back.
This is familiar.
Get out.
You're not welcome here.
And that actually is funny as you were speaking, and that's such a powerful prayer. Something came to my mind in terms of, like, I really hope 2024 is the year you end those cycles and you end the bad habits, right? Because I think I don't know if it's suffered in the air. I don't know. But towards the end of 2023 for me, similarly, yeah. I've been challenged on things I thought I'd overcome. Yeah. And they have made me run back to certain bad habits, which are actually completely counterproductive. And I have done a lot of work on this glowing and growing journey to undo and to stop. And now suddenly these old habits are rearing their head. And it could be the smallest of things, like not praying or not whatever it is, or like, you know, eating a little bit extra because, you know, emotionally I'm feeling a bit sad. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to do, order a takeaway. And it's like, you've done so much work to stop doing this, and the emotional eating thing. And now at the face of just a small wind blow, you're back to your old ways. You're back to your old ways.
You know what this is? No, guys, this is actually really pertinent to us because just one way, meal prep. Listen, and you know,
meal prep ceased in this house a long time ago. Guys,
as I'm speaking to you,
we must confess.
We have been going through a loss in this household. Let me tell you that meal prep has not touched this household. This is that TMS live show.
My god,
we have been dealing back to back. We've been doing girl dinners and picky bits and takeaways and all that. And I want to tell you that we do not have the comportment to support such. Okay, in 2024, that would be the return of the meal prep.
Amen. But yeah, I really do pray that like all your emotional crutches, amen, all of that, your coping mechanisms as well, that 2024 will truly allow you to go through a healing of developing healthier habits, but amen, also putting that a full stop to those stories and closing that chapter. Because I think all this glowing and growing and personal development work that you've been doing should not be undone. And I really pray it will not be undone, because I think one thing is, it's not about being perfect. It's not about not, you know, not having those days of weakness. It's about you not being discouraged. Because as soon as you do fall, the issue isn't necessarily like the falling back into the old habit. It's the discouragement that comes after that tells you, you cannot be better than this thing.
Absolutely.
You cannot live free of the masturbation, the pornography, the alcohol, the drugs, whatever it is, like, you cannot be free of this thing. You'll always come back to me. That thing is not the ruler of you. That thing is not the be all and end all of your life. It is not who it is you've been called to be. If you want to be free from that, you can. And it's not that you won't fall, it's that when you fall, you'll actually get back up. And I really pray that 2024 is the year that you remind yourself of these words, or of the word that you're going to hide in your heart, of the fact that though I fall, I will get back up. I will retry to cultivate the healthy habits, because this is not conducive to my growth. And it is not the best thing for me. And so I just pray that 2024 is the year we end those unhealthy coping mechanisms. Absolutely. Because moments of pain may come, moments of triggering may come, and don't run to these things that used to comfort you before, but you know in the long run are actually just squeezing you to death. So yeah, that's what I'd say.
That's beautiful. Absolutely love that, man. Cycles, man. You end up trapped.
Well, and the thing is, it will end up having you just running in circles, and you're wasting all of this time, expending all of this energy in the name of, oh my gosh, I'm just in this toxic cycle. And before you realize it, all this energy, time and effort has gone that you could have spent investing in moving forward. And I think that's one of the traps like we find ourselves in, right? Where it's like, oh my gosh, all this time has passed by, but I haven't moved forward. And it's because you've been running in circles.
Crazy.
And it's the biggest, like, let's look at the children of Israel, right? Yeah. You've got 40 years just walking in circles, right? Outrageous. Time can always pass by. It doesn't necessarily mean you're making progress. And the way that the enemy stops us from making progress, the enemy within us is what I'm even referring to. The enemy within us stops us from making progress is circling back to these cycles, right? And getting stuck in them. And as time is passing by.
Yep.
So though you may fall, don't let it become a cycle. Yeah. Don't let it become a pattern.
Right.
Let it be an incident and move forward.
Move forward, and don't get trapped in shame as well.
Yes, exactly.
Because your shame will just push you further and further into the cycle.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually wanted to speak some affirmation into the romantic relationship.
We get
entirely too many dilemmas around our relationships.
Lord, oh God.
Father, we pray for solutions.
Glory be.
As much as I thoroughly enjoy, and I'm sure you have also enjoyed, you know, being somebody or positioning ourselves as people that we give measured advice, what we want to see is our jobs. We want to be out of our jobs. Okay. So for those of you that are single and searching, first of all, we pray that the Lord actually keeps you. It's not easy. And I know it's so easy to be discouraged as well with the current dating market and the way trends are going. The way fanfare on social media will also make you think that there's nobody out there for you. So for those of you that are single, searching and actually desire companionship, we really pray that 2024 would be the year where the seeds are sowed and potentially this would actually be the year where you would be blessed in that area too. Whether it be you start dating somebody that's actually a fit for you and somebody that is healthy. Whether it be you finally finding somebody and, you know, locking it in and finally getting cuffing season. you heard here, you know, there's still time to get cuffed. But we really just do pray to be kept and for you to continue to persevere and for you to not be discouraged in the current dating landscape. And also want to pray on behalf of those that are actually in relationships right now, whether you are currently dating somebody, whether you are married, whether you have been married for a very long time, we actually just pray that the Lord continues to keep, preserves and maintain that relationship into a place of thriving. We pray for those that are looking for, you know, commitments. You may be like dating and you're looking for a commitment. We pray that 2024 is a year where you gain that clarity and commitment. For those of you that are actually married as well, we actually pray that the Lord continues to keep that relationship, but also that you go from a place of strength to strength and from glory to glory. I think sometimes we can often focus on I want to get into the relationship, or, you know, the dating streets are trash, but there's sisters that are actually in relationships and maintaining the health of a relationship and keeping it going is really, really hard. So we actually pray into those marriages and affirm those marriages and those relationships, the long-standing relationships, and pray that that covenant is kept and kept well, and that you guys actually continue to mature, grow together. We also pray against any distractions or destructive devices. There have been one too many dilemmas.
You better speak it.
There are destructive devices in the form of either men or women or even folk that are, you know, non-heteronormative. And we just really pray that this is a year that your relationships will stand strong and will not be diverted, will not be broken either. And we also just pray that you have the wisdom, the clarity, the discernment and the energy to sustain the relationship. I know that sometimes there will be unavoidable things that will come, whether it be difference in opinions, approach, there may be external factors or forces, there may be difficulties pertaining to finances or property or whatnot. But we really just pray that the Lord keeps your relationships really and truly. And then also we pray on behalf of the romantic relationships around you that may have impacted you. So relationships between your parents, romantic relationships on behalf of other people, siblings, friends. We just pray that there would be a community oriented mindset to keep in these relationships too. And hopefully really just praying that you would actually be surrounded by positive role models, positive real life role models too. There's entirely, listen, there has been so much destruction done to
the reputation,
the reputation of positive romantic relationships.
Yeah.
And as much as we are not a podcast that likes to dwell on, you know, the gender wars, or in fact, may 2024 be the year that the gender wars
comes to an end.
The gender wars. And when we're speaking about gender wars, we're speaking about the optics of romantic relationships specifically online that have also leaked into offline. I know that sometimes we've used that terminology and folks have come with a little bit of energy around, oh, you are undermining the real life experiences of women that have been, you know, experiencing trauma or abuse at the hands of men or vice versa. That is what we mean when we use that terminology. And of course, like, we've spoken at length about the experiences that women have had at the hands of patriarchy, both on an interpersonal as well as an institutional level. And we would never do anything to invalidate those experiences too. And even to those folks that are experiencing that or are in the cusp of spaces where they are unsafe or have been experienced any kind of violence, or folks that have no reason to hope at all, we're really praying that you do find hope. And also we do pray that you find restoration and that we can actually be a part of the movement to ensure that women are safe in romantic relationships.
Amen. And I really pray that, like, 2024 is the year you experience love and relationships which defy negative social narratives.
Yes.
Really pray that you experience the proof of the fact that good love exists out there, platonic and romantic as well, that you can experience healthy romantic relationship, healthy friendships, healthy sisterhood. I really pray that you find that in your life, right? And you don't just find, again, like distant examples or parasocial examples of great friendship or great relationships, but you truly experience the health of love in your life tangibly, whether that's existing relationships transforming or new ones springing forth. I really do pray that you experience that, because it exists, it's out there, and it can be for you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I love that. That's a beautiful prayer, man. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of things to pray on, affirm people of. And I think why I actually wanted to touch on a little bit is, how do they ensure that they keep that energy around speaking life into themselves? Because I think you can often, especially at the beginning of the year, the temptation is you start off really, really strong. And then even around how you frame your thinking, how you speak life into yourself, how you affirm yourself, it changes because you get knocked so much over the course of the year. So how can we as women set ourselves up for success to ensure that, irrespective of what happens throughout the year, we are still speaking to ourselves from a place of kindness, a place of light, and ensuring that the affirmations that we share with ourselves in the beginning of 2024 can ring true at the end of the year.
So, so good. I think that's an amazing question. And again, like, we see it so much with like New Year's resolutions and starting the new year strong. And then you're not consistent. I think the first thing is making a habit of it, not just a moment of it. So like, yes, you've listened to this podcast, you've written down your affirmations or whatever, but what is going to be your daily, weekly habit to actually sustain this and genuinely hold yourself accountable to observing it? No matter how busy life gets, no matter how tough it is, whether you have to put it as your screensaver on your phone, put it as a post-it note on your mirror, set an alarm that rings three times in order for you to get up. How often are you going to say these affirmations to yourselves, and are you going to make sure that you say it and remind yourself of them? Because saying them at the beginning of the year will not be enough to cover the 365 days we're about to go through. It will not. So yeah, have that moment on a really practical level. Like, every morning I'm going to say these words over myself. Or recently my mentor was telling me, like, he came up with like not just a mantra, but like a defining statement about himself, and he would declare it over himself sometimes multiple times a day. And I think it's actually a really cool practice that a lot of us can do. Because sometimes even once a day is not enough. It's so not. Many things come during the day. It reminds me of that scripture of the farmer that sows seeds and like weeds come to like choke them out. I think it's important to remember that your day is going to be filled with a lot of weeds growing, right? A lot of conversation, a lot of frustration, a lot of responsibility, a lot of busyness as well. And those things can choke out your hope, choke out your optimism, choke out those affirmations. And so remind yourself of them, water them daily, right? Water them daily, water them continually, shed some light on them as well. Like, even when we think about like gardening and stuff, you may only water a plant once a day, but it's constantly being exposed to light. It's constantly having that exposure. Even if it's buried deep in your heart, expose it to light, shed light on it, speak it, declare it, and give it the nutrients that it deserves. And so that's the one thing I would say, formulate habits that allow you to be constantly reminded. The other thing is, do not be ignorant into thinking because you've declared a good thing, bad things won't happen. Because a lot of us let go of our hope because we've now been challenged and we face some kind of resistance. And there's this sermon on YouTube by Stephanie Iker called Resist the Resistance.
She's such a babe.
Definitely listen to it if you want to and you get a chance. But I think a lot of us experience resistance, and that discourages us so much that we give up. And I think that's just in general the biggest challenge a lot of us have come up against, right? Like, I am meant to be on this journey of doing something new, but then it got hard and I stopped.
Challenging,
you get what I mean?
It's hard out here. I don't want to do this anymore.
I stopped and then I lost all the momentum. I lost all the excitement, whether that happens, you know, after the first week of January or in March or whatever. You started off really strong, and then often you encountered resistance, and that's what stopped you in your tracks. Do not be unprepared to the fact that resistance, opposition, and challenge are going to come your way. Do not be ignorant of that fact. Anticipate it, in fact, and plan for it. Okay, what am I going to do when I want to go to the gym, but the weather is crap? What am I actually going to do? Do I have a plan? What am I going to do when the money that I, well, that invoice that I've been waiting for doesn't come through. Mm. Do I have a backup emergency so that this doesn't drive me to a place of anxiety? I've been there. Ooh. I had to learn that one the hard way. Guys, when if I tell you the total amount of money I'm waiting on in invoices, you would be sick. You would be sick. But having gone through that before. I kind of said, okay, you know what? There's a certain emergency fund I need there so that no matter how much you're withholding from me, hey, I will not go hungry.
But also we pray that those people that are working with freelancers, you must open your mouth and pay. You must pay.
Choke that money out of your system now. But yeah, so that's what I would say. Anticipate the resistance and plan ahead for it so that you kind of have that future proofing to be able to be consistent in your good habits. And the last thing I would say is sometimes you do not have enough encouragement within you and enough strength within yourself to encourage yourself.
Yep.
Surround yourself with people who know the vision.
Yep.
Surround yourself with people who believe in it, who will encourage you, from the outside in. And that's another one where you're kind of like future proofing. In the days where I am crying, I am tired, do I know I have one person around me? Like Renee is my person. When I'm really going through it, I will go to Renee's room and she will pray over me and she'll decree the things that I am struggling to utter from my own mouth.
Yep.
And that is enough to get me to a place of, okay, you know what, course, go and wipe your tears, go and have a nap and get up and go again. Absolutely. Right? So have people around you who can remind you of what it is you are struggling to remind yourself of. Do not be doing this goal chasing on your own out of fear that, you know, people are jealous, people will be envious. Baby girl, dead that narrative right now. I know that people can be envious, people can be jealous or whatever. However, there are great people around you who you should have invested in relationship with to have healthy relationship enough to say, this is what I'm working towards this year. Not only can you hold me accountable, can you have faith and hope for it for me? Mm-hmm. And can you remind me of these affirmations, these declarations that I'm trying to run through the year with, especially for when I'm down bad and I want to give up or I'm just not acting right? Mm-hmm, you know, that's what I'd say.
Oh gosh, I just felt the overflow right there. Glory be. Okay, so we're going to be bringing around the offering basket, the virtual offering basket. It is PayPal. We also take Venmo.
Cash App.
You know, all of that. The whichever locality you're coming from. No, I absolutely adore that. I think minor things that I would add, I think what, as you were speaking about like the importance of, you know, declaration and just being very clear about what you're outlining over yourself, literally the thing that came to my head was, to be a woman of purpose, you must be a woman of principle, and your principles need to be very, very clear. You can't write affirmations if you don't have principles. Where are your principles coming from? What's the source? Because I think one thing that it's easy to get swept up in is allowing affirmations from random places or just bringing together some kind of just some kind of amalgamation of different sources together and then declaring that over yourself. There really is power in seeds and there really is power in words. So make sure you know where those words are coming from. What's the source of your seeds? And for us, we build a lot of our affirmations, a lot of our source on the source that we believe to be Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So we would advise you. We can't force you. This ain't an evangelism trip, you know what I'm saying? We can't force you. We ain't gonna force you. We're gonna leave it with you. But you know, depending on whatever it is that you believe, having faith in the source through which your affirmations and your principles come from. Amen. You can't be a person of purpose without the principles. Amen. The principles need a source and you need to have faith in your source or you're just declaring dead words over yourself. Words are living, they're breathing, they create things. So making sure that you're clear on what is the source of my affirmation, what is the source, as in the source, of my source. We can, you know, go into the world with relative amounts of confidence because we believe in our source. You need to believe on in your source and not just yourself, because you put yourself in a very, very poor situation where you are now only believing in random words that don't necessarily have a belief system behind them. They don't have a source behind
them.
They
don't have power.
Exactly. They don't have power. You need to make sure that your words have power. Your affirmations have power. I think also being very, very choosy about the words that you decide to declare into your life, because words have creative power. So when you are writing your affirmations, making sure that they're consistent. It's not just, oh, I believe that I am wonderful, excellent, amazing today, and then tomorrow I think I am great, fantastic, etc. Be very intentional about the words that you conjure into your life, right? Again, words have releasing power. What are you releasing? What is it that you need to consistently release on a day-to-day basis? How can you make sure that you are renewing your mind on a consistent basis to also receive the words that you're speaking over yourself? I think sometimes we struggle with affirmations because we often, like, we don't believe in it. We don't believe in the power. And it's difficult when your words are different to your reality. It's difficult to believe that I'm amazing and I'm incredible when everything in my life is telling me that I'm a bunch of crap. However, that's the beauty of seeds. Oftentimes, when you plant a seed, you won't see the plant or, you know, the fruits until the harvest is here.
And that ground looks so disheveled.
Rocky, terrible, nonsense.
Have you seen grounds after people have sowed seeds? It looks like...
rugged.
You guys just came through. And it looks empty. That's the thing. It looks empty. Yeah.
Exactly. So trusting that even though you are going through a season which looks like barrenness to other people, this is an opportunity for you to really... dig deep and actually fertilize that soil, because eventually you have to believe in the fruit before other people see the fruit.
Come on.
That's just the way that life goes with everything in life, even with TMS. Do you think that this podcast could have been birthed if we hadn't first birthed it? Right. If we hadn't first seen it. Everything that you're seeing here, we've seen it, baby. We wrote it down in the bonnets of Courtney's bedroom. We were writing, one day we're going to have, you know, an amazing podcast. Okay, we didn't sound like that. We're going to have an amazing platform, amazing podcast. We're going to be able to women around the world.
Literally.
And it sounded insane.
Yeah, it did.
And we definitely looked rugged. But today we sit to you. We present the ruggedness has
a
left.
A global sisterhood.
Well, at least right now, if cut the cameras dead ass, you might see a little bit of ruggedness. But it is understanding that what you are doing with your words is planting the seed and believing in the fruit before the fruit is produced. Amen. And I think the last thing that I would say is don't get discouraged if you are in an environment where people don't recognize or see that in you. I think the flip side of what you were saying in terms of making sure that you are around people that are able to speak into you is even more important when you are used to being in environments where people are constantly undermining you. So even as we were, you know, speaking and praying earlier about the uprooting of certain seeds and certain words, don't allow those kind of seeds to penetrate. But in fact, they're not even seeds really, they're weeds. Don't allow the weeds of other people to choke out the fruit that's being produced in you and out of you. I think it's so easy for us to again assume and take up words that were never meant for us, words that have been projected. And I think something like the, for example, the gender wars online, that is a really great example of this, right? Where women are being constantly exposed to negative seeds and negative words about who they are as people, or even vice versa. When we look at the extreme radical community that genuinely abhors men and is constantly speaking death into the lives of men, these seeds are very, very important, and they're very, very dangerous, because if you're constantly exposed to that which kills seeds, or what that which kills, you know, things that are meant to bear fruit, you will be left with barrenness at the end of the year. It won't be a surprise. So even as you are going through the process of writing down your affirmations, creating your principles, search, kill, and destroy anything that might threaten to destroy the fruit that you're going to produce. Like, what are the, even challenge internally, what are some of the truths that you hold about yourself that you are unconsciously speaking into yourself? There's been times for me that I'll be, you know, trying to affirm myself. I'm like, this is what God says about me. God loves me. And there's a little, you know, are you sure about that? In the back that's challenging that thought. So not just externally, but also internally, where are the things, where are the weeds coming from, and making sure that you uproot them before they uproot you. Is super important.
Good. And even off the back of that, I guess lastly, is I really pray God gives you the eyes to see the spirit behind things.
Oh yeah.
And not become preoccupied by the thing, right? Whether it's people discouraging you, the online like narratives and conversations, the projections, whatever. I just pray that God helps you to see what's going on behind this. What's going on behind this email? What's going on behind this fight? What's going on behind this insult? What's going on behind this quarrel? What's going on behind my manager moving mad?
Right.
And it stems from a place of not only discernment, but also compassion. Yeah. I really pray that you have compassion with yourself and compassion with other people to know that oftentimes it's not just the discouragement, it's their own pain behind that. And that discernment will help kind of disarm you in your response to things and help you to rise above a lot of what's going to come and confront you in 2024 as well.
Yep.
And I think that's what produces maturity, when you realize you're not fighting flesh and blood. You're not fighting what's in front of you. You're fighting a whole bunch of principalities, powers and spirits behind it. And that requires you to step into your full authority, your full power, and your full confidence in your source, your full confidence in the fact that, it's fine. You're not even the be all and end all of this situation. I'm going to move past this. And that manifests a very powerful woman. And I pray that that's what you become in 2024.
Amen.
A powerful woman.
Shout out to all our powerful women that are listening to this right now. Big purr. I know that's
big
right.
Energy. Big energy. Damn.
Big girls. Damn. 2024. Jeez. Big woman energy.
Come on
now.
Simple.
Who was it? I think it was Charmadean.
Yeah.
That said, stepping into your big woman.
Big woman energy.
Big woman energy. Shout out to Charmadean Reed. She's great. but yeah, sisters, we hope you enjoyed that episode. The first episode of 2024. Yeah. Well, technically it's going out. Yeah, the last episode
of 2023.
The last episode
Don't
of 2023.
Don't confuse people. It's the last episode of 2023.
Sorry. Hold my hands up.
December 31st.
We are wishing you a very happy, happy new year. Not just a happy entrance into the new year, but a happy new year. One filled with joy.
Come on.
Peace and favor.
Hallelujah.
Not to mention power, because you are a powerful woman, baby girl. That? I know that's right. If you want to continue being part of the Power Sisterhood, I suggest that you should follow us on all of our social media and be a part of the sisterhood community that is committed to propelling you into greatness.
Amen.
You can follow us over at To My Sisterhood on all of our social platforms. Amen. And of course, us as individuals, girl, we gonna go from glory to glory, so you better hop on that glory train. The lovely lady to the left of me, my bestie, who I left 2023 with and will be entering 2024 with, and many years after you go here at CD Boateng. And of course, come and follow me, your resident sister over here at Renai Kapoke.
We love to see it, and make sure you join the sisterhood by signing up to our mailing list over on our website, tomysisters.com, for weekly glowing and growing tips. Okay, as you heard, there are some things they get over there that you just don't hear on the podcast, and so make sure that you get those weekly love letters to your inbox in 2024. Maybe those will be your weekly reminders to stay on your A game.
There you go.
But honestly, sisters, we wish you nothing but the best. We are praying for you continually,
always,
and go and have an amazing time.
Yes,
all right,
please.
Well, the end of season 4, we will see you next week for season 5
and
of the pod. And something very brand new. Very excited.
Ooh, keep your eyes peeled. Okay? Be prepared. Be prepared. Anyway, sisters, we absolutely love you. And we will see you on the other side. In the meantime, keep glowing and growing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.